Lord is doing many wonderful things amongst us here. We are congregating together virtually online to pray and study His Word. I pray that God will continue to bless us because we have put Him first in everything we do. God bless you. Please share your testimonies here if these messages are blessing you. And don't forget to also share with others. Remain blessed. When he wrote the Gospel of Matthew. Tonight, we are going to talk about something interesting that you ought to know. We started studying Matthew last week and we are continuing. Today, the theme is Matthew the Evangelist. And we're going to go into scripture. Matthew chapter 1, verse 1 to 17. An account of the genealogy of Jesus, the Messiah, the son of David, the son of Abraham. Abraham was the father of Isaac, and Isaac, the father of Jacob, and Jacob, the father of Judah and his brothers. And in Judah, the father of Perez and Zerah by Tamara, and Perez, the father of Hezron, and Hezron, the father of Aram. And Aram, the father of Amminadab, and Amminadab, the father of Nahshon, and Nahshon, the father of Salmon, and Salmon, the father of Boaz by Rahab, and Boaz, the father of Obed by Ruth, and Obed, the father of Jesse, and Jesse, the father of King David. And David was the father of King Solomon by the wife of Uriah. Remember the story, Uriah? Do you remember that? Yes. And Solomon, the father of Rehoboam. And Rehoboam, the father of Abijah. And Abijah, the father of Asaph. And Asaph, the father of Jehoshaphat. Do you remember this name, Jehoshaphat? He was the king who went to war with who? He went to war with choristers. And they sang and they won by not shooting a gun. And Jehoshaphat, the father of Joram. And Joram, the father of Uzziah. And Uzziah, the father of Jotham. And Jotham, the father of Ahaz. And Ahaz, the father of Hezekiah. And Hezekiah, the father of Manasseh. And Manasseh, the father of Amos. And Amos, the father of Josiah. I want to pause here for a moment. You know, when I was growing up as a child, each time that I read scripture and I see the genealogy, I brush over it because I feel this is not necessary. But I want you to begin to think about it from today. That the gospel always begins with a family tree. A family tree would always list who is your grandpa, who is your great grandpa, who is your grandmother, who is your grandfather, who is your siblings, and who are your children and grandchildren. And this is exactly what this book of Matthew chapter 1 is trying to do. Now, I would like to do an opening declaration. Hallelujah. If you believe God can turn broken bloodiness into divine blueprints, shout amen.
Amen.
If you know your past doesn't cancel your future, shout glory.
Glory.
Because today we are diving into the first chapter of the New Testament. And I tell you, it is going to be ablazing. Now, let's do call of worship.
Amen.
Come all who carry labels you did not choose. Come those who have been disqualified by men from Winneba, from Apam, from Otam, from any part of Ghana or any part of the world. come, those with skeletons in your family closet, because today the Spirit of God is saying, you are not the child of the evil one. You are the child of God. Hallelujah. You are not disqualified. You are part of the story. Amen.
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 Let's be real, church. Most of us would always skip the genealogy of Matthew chapter 1. You open your Bible and see Abraham begat Isaac, Isaac begat Jacob, and you think, I begat out. What is this? The list go on and boring like that. But I want you to begin to think about something. Matthew is drawing attention to something that is really important. And I want us to look at something that is really, really special here. Before Matthew followed Jesus, he was considered someone they refer to as a sellout, a traitor, a tax collector. And because he was a tax collector, he was like what in modern day, the policeman in Ghana standing by the roadside and asking for bribe, not checking anything on a vehicle. Those were the woeful qualification they qualified the tax collectors. So Matthew was a tax collector, and he has accepted a lot of bribes, and he has made a lot of money, not through the right way, through dubious means. But Jesus told Matthew, follow me. And Matthew didn't hesitate. He didn't argue. He said, who am I to be called by God? No, he didn't say anything. He said, if the master has called me, I will follow him. Today, I'm telling you, the Lord is calling you too. And he says, follow me. He stood up from his past. He stepped out of shame. He followed the voice of destiny calling him. And when he did that, Jesus opened the flat door for him. Beloved, the key revelations we can see reading from Matthew chapter 1 verse 17 is, Jesus is the son of Abraham and David. You remember that Jesus is the son of Abraham and also David. This isn't random. Abraham represents the word promise. I want you to say, Abraham represents promise.
Abraham represents promise.
So anytime you hear the name Abraham, it means that the promise of God has come into your life. But David represents kingship. So if you see anyone who is called David, like I'm called David, you should know that I represent kingship. And because of that, the anointing of God is always going to be under anyone who carries the mantle of a king. Jesus is the faithful God. Jesus, fulfillment of both the king who came to bless the world, is the God used women with scandalous stories. I will tell you about a woman in the Bible we just read about. The name is called Tamar. And I'm sure most of us do not know who Tamar is. Tamar pretended to be a prostitute to expose injustice to Rahab. Rahab was a real prostitute. Yet, being a prostitute, he helped the Israelites when they went to spy on the land of Jericho. Ruth, who was a Moabite, outside, who became David's great-grandmother. Do you know that David's great-grandmother is Ruth? King David's great-grandmother is Ruth. And think about it. Bathsheba is also in the lineage of Jesus Christ, known for her affair with David. Can you imagine? God takes the best and the ugly and make the best out of it. Hallelujah. Bathsheba's son is David. Yet her son was Solomon. Solomon's a king who was also a man who was looking for all the women in the whole world. Why would God use people who have difficult chapters in their lives? The story is to let you know that God came to save those who are sick. Hallelujah. He didn't come for the righteous people. Because sometimes we think that we don't deserve the glory of God. But I speak to you under the sound of my voice that it was you that Jesus came. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because if he can use Tamara, Rahab, and Bathsheba, he can use you too. From Abraham to David, God was building up. From David to exile, God was breaking down. From exile to Jesus, God was breaking through. Even in silence, God was still scripting a destiny that befits us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I want to remind you today that your past has a purpose. I want you to say that my past has a purpose. Sometimes we say that our past is not good, so we don't want to talk about it at all. But I want to change the rhythm today for you to know that your past has a purpose. Why do I say that your past has a purpose? Stop hiding from your family history. God can turn a dysfunction family into a divine direction. The reason why I'm telling you this is King David came out of an affair. King David's mother was Bathsheba. To the loins of David came who? Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. So look at David's past. Look at Bathsheba's past. Look at Rahab, who was a prostitute, her past. But God can use your difficult past to change your story today. You don't have to be perfect to be chosen by God. Look at the names: sinners, kings, widows, warriors. Your resume doesn't scare God. Amen. I said, your resume, it doesn't scare God. Is that true? He can hide the broken people on purpose. If people tell you that as for you, you can't speak any good English, so you cannot qualify. Who is you who can disqualify you? God is the only one who can disqualify you. If God approves you, no man can disqualify you. But sometimes we put our trust and confidence in men. So when men say no to us, we cry like a baby. I want to tell you this evening that look up unto the Lord, because the Lord will make a way where there seems to be no way. You are called to be the beginning of a new chapter. I say it again. You are called to be the beginning of a new what? Chapter. The gospel did not stop at Matthew. It continued with you. Amen. I thought you would say amen to that. You are the next generation in the lineage of faith. You too, you are the next generation in the lineage of faith. Because faith cometh by hearing, and by hearing the word of God. As we hear the word of God, our faith is being lifted, and we believe that whatever God has said concerning our life will come to pass. Amen. Amen. My final thought to you tonight is, beloved, if God used a prostitute, a pagan, and a king who fell, if he used a rejected tax collector like Matthew to write the first gospel in the Bible, what makes you think your story is too messy? Don't skip the beginning. Your miracle is not the mess. Your ministry is in your lifeline, and your breakthrough is in the bloodline of Jesus Christ. I said your breakthrough is in the bloodline of Jesus Christ. And let God write your name into his legacy starting from today.
Amen.
Amen. If you are ready to leave your tax booth and to say yes like Matthew, if you are ready to let God rewrite your family story, if you are ready to stand up, lift your hands and let's declare, I am part of the story. I am called. I am chosen. I am his. Let's start again. I am part of the story.
I am part of the story.
Let's say it again. I am part of the story.
I am part of the story.
I am called.
I am called.
I am called.
I am chosen.
I am chosen.
I am his.
I am chosen.
And I am his.
And I am his.
Hallelujah. Amen. Beloved, we are going to enter into another prayer time. This week, the week that we are in it, Psalm heavy rain rained in Ghana, and some died, and some lost everything that they had. They wake up in the morning and they saw about 7 foot rain in their bedrooms. We have on our platform our dear sister Jenna, who experienced when she woke up in the morning, her room was flooded. Everything in her room was swept away by water. Beloved, we don't know what tomorrow holds, but we know the God whom we have believed. I want you to be serious with your life with God, because except the Lord build, the builder will build, but build in vain. You would have thought that because the enemy came to steal and destroy and took away our sister Joy, our sister wouldn't be on this platform today. But to the glory of God, our sister is here. And he's thanking God. I want you that if you cannot even give our sister $1 or $2, I want you to pray this prayer with me together. Let's lift our sister before the throne of grace. I want you to pray that whatever our sister has lost, the Lord, who is a rewarder of those who diligently seek after him, the Lord should reward our sister. I want you to pray. Open up your mouth and pray as never before. It could have been you. It could have been you, but the Lord spared you. Pray for our sister Jenna and pray that the Lord will open doors. The Lord will change her story. The Lord will turn things around. The Lord will make a way where there seems to be no way. The Lord will renew our sister with new strength. And she will say that the Lord is good all the time. Matulianda la baba. Hey katayandolianda zi inde kaba. Le imosotorianda kayandorianda ba. In the name of Jesus, 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 mekotorianda saitayanda, le imosotorianda fata, le imatayanda lianda ka, emosotorianda fa, imandalianda zi anda ka, le imasatayanda fata, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, mesotorianda fa, le indayanda, le imosoto, le ingandarianda, Ematayanda, Leibosotorianda, Ekataya Mandurianda, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Matulianda fa, Leimatayanda, Leimotorianda, Ekatarababa, Emasatayanda, Leimosotorianda, Ekata Eba, Ibosotorianda, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. One thing that we don't do here at DRO Ministry is ask for contribution for anything. We've never asked you to contribute towards anything. But I'm asking you if you can support our sister Jenna. She's not asked me to do anything. But I'm asking you with a sincere heart, if you can support anything, please inbox me. And whatever we can all gather to help our sister with, we will do. She has two girls who lives with her. She's a single mother. And I pray that you will contribute something to make a difference, because we are one big family. Thank you so much. Our Father and our God, we thank you again for this opportunity that we can come before you and learn from Matthew. Amen. We pray that even as we are about to enter into a time of testimony, may you give us a story to share to inspire others. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen.
Shall we share the blessings of God together? May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen.
In a world craving compassion and unity, a new ministry rises, an oasis of hope and inspiration. Introducing DRO Ministries, a nonprofit organization dedicated to serving communities and fostering spiritual growth. Through diverse initiatives, DRO Ministries empowers individuals, addresses core needs, and promotes compassion and unity. Together, we can make a difference, uniting hearts, spreading love, and building a better world.